Welcome, listeners.
You're listening to the Deeds in the Desert, where real estate investors tune in for the latest news.
Welcome to another episode of Deeds in the Desert. I'm your host today, Izzy Rosari. Today I have with me Greg Yang, Business Development Executive here at Ignite Funding. Thanks for joining us today.
Of course, ready to talk about last weekend.
So it's this episode we're going to talk about Tax and Legal 360. It's an event that we both attended in Salt Lake City that was put on by Mark Kohler's group out there in Utah. It was a great event, about 3 days long, so we're going to go ahead and get right into it. So Greg, let's talk about right when we first got there. Got all the booth all set up. Looking forward to talking to some tax advisors, it looks like, investors in general, but pretty much tax professionals. The minute we got the booth set up, I remember we got bombarded right away from day one. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the first 2 hours were surprising. You know, yeah. It looks like everybody was excited to be there as we were. But generally, I mean, the spread of people that I was expecting was a little different from what actually turned out to
different,
be.
Different, right?
Yeah, it's my first Tax and Legal, first Mark Kohler event. Mm-hmm. And it turns out there were also a good amount of small business owners.
Tons of small businesses.
And just
owners,
regular investors rather than just people who are there to train and are in Mark's program. So it was a nice surprise to that respect.
Yeah, from what I've seen from Mark's group out there that do the Tax and Legal 360, this is my third one, I believe, I've gone to. He does a great job on the education side of things. I mean, as you remember, like everybody's really delved into getting that education because their topics are so different than a lot of the other ones that we attend, right? So I really did like that. But the one thing I like most of being a sponsor, as you notice, is the minute people were done with the education side of things, they just bombarded us at the booth asking us all these different questions, you know? So let's talk about a little bit of some of the questions that we were getting at the booth. Do you happen to remember any of them right off the top?
Yeah, just working on with tax professionals, first of all. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were interested in the program for themselves, but then naturally their profession is to help people out, and they were asking how our program could benefit their clients, right? And we had told them that, you know, a lot of their clients being small business owners would have some business cash sitting on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And yes, you pay ordinary income tax on our investments, but
1099 people, 1099,
and always consult your tax professional. And really, you know, 10%. Slash tax off there is still much better than just even your high yield savings accounts at the bank.
One thing I noticed is like the minute we got their attention is when we started talking about this investment being in a tax sheltered environment. The minute we started saying that, I noticed people were getting closer to the booth, you know, and I think that's what really set in for some of them for their clients, because it wasn't just, you know, the small business owners that were there or the individual investors. It was, how can I do this to reduce my income potentially, or how can I do this to reduce my taxable income? Sorry. But I think that's the one thing that got a lot of people involved. You know, it wasn't just about the Roths and the traditional aspect, the SEPs and the simples. The minute we started dropping those things, I think people started clicking like, oh my gosh, I could use this for myself, but I can also use it for my clients.
Correct. And I think in addition to that, you know, a lot of these tax deferred or tax free environments don't allow for large numbers to be contributed every single year unless you're doing backdoors and all that. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, this was a great way to introduce ourselves as well, if not for now, then for the next few years for some of these tax professionals who may start mentioning us in the conversations with their clients.
I think the one other thing I want to talk about too, I was telling you earlier today, is that we got so many questions. Like once people understood exactly what we did, it was like they came to the table knowing all the tax side of things. It wasn't the question. It was more of learning about the investment process. But the minute they got all that and they put everything together, the last question kept getting was, so how do you make your money? So how do you make your money? Is that 10 to 12% that you guys are offering? Do you guys take off the top, or how does that work? So it was interesting having to, you know, explain that. But the minute we did, you know, just like a bank, we originate and we service loans. The minute we said that, they really understood how we make our money.
Correct. And I think there's one more follow-up question all the time, because they got the tax side of things. They now understood how we made our money, but the last thing they wanted to know about naturally was the security of their investment.
You're right. Yeah. The security side of it. Yeah.
So they wanted to know how we secure our investments, our clients' investment funds. And it's always the collateralization of of real estate that we talk about and the amount we're loaning to borrowers who have been with us for years, over a decade sometimes.
I think that's why our new that new banner we got was so very good. You know, we decided to make that after our previous event. You know, we're not a REIT, we're not a fund, we're not a syndication, we're none of those things. You know, trust deed in and of itself is its own thing. And that was the biggest thing, talking about the collateral side, is the minute you said that, it clicked into people's heads.
What's nice as well is people realize the value of real estate and the security of real estate.
I agree.
A misconception sometimes is that, you know, FDIC insurance is king.
Yes.
In reality, it is an insurance policy of some sort, but even that is not completely guaranteed depending on the situation. We saw it happen last year. So
yeah, that's very true. The other thing I want to talk about is why I really like going to events is seeing current clients.
Yeah.
You know, we saw about half a dozen current clients there. And I really like that because if you're a current client and you're at an event, guess what? You stop on by the booth. They're the ones who typically we give some more extra swag to. Had some Deeds in the Desert swag that we brought over to them. I know a lot of them enjoy that. But the best time is, you know, it allows us to make face with them, answer some questions they may have. I know you were talking with one client, you know, talking a little bit more in depth about something. It wasn't even your client, right? But you still talk to them, which is great, you know. But the other thing I liked is the best is that we really get to see what they're enjoying. You know, I really got to talk to one of our clients about the new client portal we had. And he was letting us know, you know, hey, these are great things. But he also, he's like, oh, you know, I kind of liked it a little bit better on my mobile device, you know, but it's better on the desktop now. Those are things that we get to pull back and bring back. And I, you know, we talked about in the Monday meeting we just had. I think that's one really cool part about it too. And then for you, you know, kudos to you. I know you just got your 1 year anniversary here at Ignite, but you also got to see how we interact with some of those clients. I think it's beneficial on that side.
To me, we speak with them on the phone on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. But when you're in person, you know, literally just all walls are gone.
Yeah.
Whether it's just them expressing their qualms and fears to get more invested or just to sleep well at night with their current portfolio. I think that's extremely valuable. And at the same time, you know, just shaking a hand on my perspective is great because I'm on the phone more often than not. So always, always nice to see current clients.
So what was your favorite part about the event?
My favorite part about the event is most definitely the fact that Mark actually rewards people for coming to our booth.
Oh yeah, they did the passport. I really like that. I've seen very few events do that. I'm not going to talk too much about it because those that want to know, it kind of gives it more of like a secretive thing. But I did like the passport idea because I think we talked about this a little bit on the way home. Was I didn't get too many people just saying, hey, can you stamp this and then walk away. You know, there was a lot of people who really wanted to know more. It was just an incentive. So that is actually one cool aspect of it.
Yeah, it's not that I had more fun in this part of the event or that part of the event. You know, the one thing that I've taken from my last events and compared with at this event was really the fact that, you know, there was an entry point to why they needed to come to us.
Yeah.
But it was a great way to get people's attention. And, you know, we say that in my role in the company, really the hardest part of the job is to get people to do their due diligence, to read up on our program themselves, and also really to hear out how we protect people. And once that was kind of gone through and we were able to go through that at the event and even over the phone, you know, that's really when people realize the value of what we do.
Well, my favorite entire part of the event was Samba Night. I'm just kidding. Samba Night was very fun. It's great. I think that's one thing that they do the best, honestly, with Mark's group is that they do a great job of networking.
Yeah.
They really give us enough time to converse with the attendees, but also relax with the attendees. There's two different things right there. You know, conversing with them and getting that education is more of what we do at the booth, but the networking, the after stuff that they do once the event is done, they do a really good job of that. You know, we had a great time. We sat down with some people. I know you talked with a very, very intrigued attendee about what we do, but it was just so much more relaxed. It was easier to converse with them, I noticed, in that sense than in any other sense on there.
People open up in different types of settings, right? And these after work events are definitely something that's more of other people's cups of tea.
Yeah.
And when that happens, I mean, we're there all the time to have a good time, meet people, but also, you know, just make sure that they know about Ignite Funding.
I think the other thing too is I really like going to these events because of the types of sponsors that are there. Like, there's no animosity. We don't do anything of the same. You know, we've talked with them, and it's great because the better those sponsors are as a company, the better it looks for us. You know, we're a really strong hold against everything that these attendees are looking for, you know, whether it's wealth management, whether that's a self-directed IRA, whether that's how should I open my small business, or how Mark does it is making sure that they become tax advisors the right way, if you want to say.
You know, just to add to that, what I love even more about the fact that there's no competition is how all of us sponsors at the event were somehow interconnected.
Some way, right?
Especially on our side of the room. It was like you go to KKOS, then you go to Directed. Titan was there, and we were there. And
yeah, shout out to Ryan over there. He was right next to us the whole time at Titan Bank. And I think it was just great, like you said. You know, we even had Randy Lupke there over at Lifetime Paradigm. He works with us on the advisor side of things.
So just that synergy for me is really well thought of. And I think Mark's people take care of us just as much as we take care of their clients. So I think it's a great relationship.
Did you find anything difficult as far as working with people like on the phone, like you mentioned, talking to them via phone and email versus actually seeing them in person? Did you get stumped by any questions or feel like, hey, that's a very good question or an intricate question I don't normally get?
In terms of being stumped, not quite. Mm-hmm. You know, we do this every day, and it's the same general type of question. Mm-hmm. But then what I noticed is that because it was a 3-day event, it gave enough time for people to get the basics, come back the next day, ask follow-up questions.
I did notice that day two, more people from day one were actually
and
back.
And there's an extra day, a third day, to really wrap things up. So in terms of difficulty of getting through to people and explaining what we do, I think the 3-day period really solved that.
I agree. Yeah, I did notice, you know, we'd had bombarded day one, and then day two was people who either missed us on day one or people who were coming back, hey, I have another question, you know. I think the one thing I noticed is that some of the people who deal with high net worth earners were worried about most with us was our deal flow. You know, like, they're like, oh, well, if I have 2 or 3 million that needs to be placed at a time, can you guys handle that? You know, well, we're not new kids on the block. We have been doing this for a while. So with that, our growth patterns have allowed us to start releasing more and more loans. You know, we were at one point, our average was like 10 million a month, you know, then 20, then 30, and, you know, upwards of $30 million a month right now. It's solid, but it's important for those tax advisors and investors to see that how they're going to get their passive fixed income with us is not, that's not just the point. It's also the deal flow and ensuring that we diversify that.
Correct. And on the other side of the spectrum, we weren't just dealing with professionals with high income people, right? We were also dealing with people who loved the fact that our minimum investment is only $10,000, right? So they go around the block, see all the opportunities in the room, and realize that we may be the only ones with it. 10K barrier to entry.
Don't have to work with accredited investors as well. That, I mean, those are big things. I did notice that a lot of people were asking that right away. Like, oh, I want to go with this company, but they only work with accredited. Or people who are coming to the event and tell people about us and refer us to them, even them, they have to make sure that, oh, wait, you're not accredited, right? That doesn't matter with what we do. Yeah, we have our own suitability requirements, but it's nothing compared to what accreditation has to typically go through.
Well, just one last thing, if I could wrap up what I was hearing. A lot of people are also concerned about timelines.
Yes, timelines,
terms of
right.
loans and all that. And, you know, we cater to higher income earners. Mm-hmm. We cater to the people who can only do 10K, but we also, these days, Pat does such a great job of having things that are out for 9, 18, 27 months, and even shorter once in a while.
Yeah, that is true. Some people were like, oh, I don't like that about the REITs or the funds that I'm in right now or the syndications because the minimum's higher. The yield isn't as great.
Or it's variable.
Or it's variable, yeah. There was one lady that did stop by saying, she's like, oh, I get 2 or 3 points now, but then I get X amount at the end
next
of
quarter,
it. But then she has to wait, you know, 3 to 5 years, you know, and that nobody wants their money locked up for that long period of time, you know. So even with us, it's still short term on that side of things. But I think that's pretty much all we have for today, Greg. So I appreciate you stopping by. It was a great event, Tax and Legal 360 out in Salt Lake City, put on by Mark Kohler's group out there. One other thing I did want to mention, they are having another event, and we will be there actually, December 4th, I believe, December 5th. I may have the days around there, but go ahead and check them out at Tax and Legal 360, and we'll make sure to be there. Again, thank you for joining us today on Deeds in the Desert. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for joining us this week on Deeds in the Desert, where short-term investments meet long-term investors. We hope you enjoyed the content so much that you share it with all your friends. Who doesn't like learning about passive fixed income, right? Still hungry for more education? Visit our website at ignitefunding.com.